This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. In the course of a week, each of us experiences some kind of triumph, and it's usually relatively small. So what does it feel like to make a great discovery, a world-changing discovery? Nizar Ibrahim, National Geographic emerging explorer and paleontologist, made one of those discoveries when he helped find the Spinosaurus, the largest predatory dinosaur even larger than a T-Rex. He'll be talking about that discovery and other aspects of his work tonight at 7:30 at the Mesa Arts Center as part of the National Geographic Speaker Series. And he's with me now. Nizar, welcome.
Hi, happy to be here.
So the Spinosaurus, how did you know about the Spinosaurus and how did you go about finding him?
Well, my interest in Spinosaurus really began with a book. When I was very young, I was this really strange, mysterious dinosaur only known from a few bones. And these few bones had been destroyed in World War II. So it became an almost mythological dinosaur. And for many decades, people were just finding teeth and little bits and pieces. But that was pretty much it. So I was really interested in uncovering new remains of this dinosaur.
So those parts were, in fact, destroyed in World War II, and you had to go back. I mean, how much had been discovered at that point? Just a very small percentage?
Well, several spines. So Spinosaurus has big, tall spines on its back, forming a giant, magnificent sail. So a German paleontologist had uncovered some of these spines and a strange lower jaw, a little bit like the lower jaw of a crocodile. So he didn't have much, but he knew it was a dinosaur like no other, and the bones were huge. So even at the time, he suspected that this creature may have been larger than T-Rex, which had only recently been described from North America.
And remind us how big T-Rex is and then how big Spinosaurus. If you're talking about multiple spines, that doesn't sound like a small creature.
Yeah, I mean, some of these spines are about as tall as a person. And Spinosaurus is about 50 feet in length, fully grown. Mm. So that's quite a bit longer than even the longest T-Rex. So it's a dinosaur that is interesting, not just because of its size, but also because of its strange anatomy. So I know people are really excited about, you know, the size of Spinosaurus, bigger than T-Rex. But for me, the most interesting thing about Spinosaurus is its lifestyle. Hmm. It's not only bigger than T-Rex, it has a very different kind of lifestyle. It was a river monster, the world's first semi-aquatic dinosaur.
Wow. So tell us more about that. Does that mean it could get you on land or in the water if it wanted
to? Yeah, so we know that Spinosaurus lived in a really strange kind of environment. So 100 million years ago, the Sahara Desert was a river system. And I call it the River of Giants because we found remains of giant fish. We're talking things like car-sized coelacanths, 25-foot-long sawfish. I mean, really big fish. And Spinosaurus is the first dinosaur to really fully take advantage of such an ecosystem. And this dinosaur evolved adaptations for a life largely spent in water hunting giant fish. So that's why I'm calling it a river monster.
Okay, Nizar, I'm glad the lights are on in the studio because I was starting to get a little bit scared there. This is freaky stuff. This is amazing. So how did you, when you talk about putting Spinosaurus together, what's the process behind that? And give us an idea. We're talking about multiple spines, a creature this large. How were you able to actually get it all done?
Well, it was really difficult because, again, if we compare this dinosaur to better-known dinosaurs like T-Rex or Diplodocus, you know, we have lots and lots of skeletons for these animals. With Spinosaurus, we have a new partial skeleton, but it's not complete. And then, of course, we just have drawings and a few photographs of the bones that were destroyed in World War II. So we have to combine all of this information, piece our dinosaur together. But the difficult thing about this was that we didn't really have a blueprint for Spinosaurus. You know, typically big predatory dinosaurs have a large skull like T-Rex, pretty wide, short forelimbs, long hind limbs. Spinosaurus, completely different. Spinosaurus has long, slender jaws like a crocodile, a giant sail, powerful forelimbs, hind limbs that are much shorter, and they may even have been webbed. So working on Spinosaurus was really more like working on an extraterrestrial from outer space.
Now, I have to ask this question. Now, we think about how exciting this is to have found Spinosaurus. In the big picture of learning more about what was going on in that area all those years ago, and also maybe advancing, What does a discovery like this mean maybe for science going forward, or having us learn something from it?
Well, you know, in paleontology, of course, we do more than just naming new dinosaurs and, you know, trying to understand their biology. What we're really doing is we're piecing together this grand epic story, the history of life on our planet. And it is, without a shadow of a doubt, the greatest story out there. So piecing together this story allows us to travel back in time, and that is very important. At the time when Spinosaurus was alive, our planet was going through a period of extreme climate change, very high sea levels. And if we really want to understand how global changes, like climate change or extinction events, affect life and ecosystems on our planet in the long term, the only way to really understand this is to travel back in time and understand these lost worlds. So, you know, our work really has a lot of importance, even, you know, for our decisions today and the future of our planet.
So what's next for you in North Africa? What else are you hoping to put together and help us learn more about?
Well, this is, I'll share something with you. This is very, very new. We just found out a few days ago. So a few years ago, we described a giant flying reptile from the Sahara. It's the largest flying creature known from the African continent, 20-foot wingspan. It's a pterosaur or pterodactyl. And we now have new bones of this creature. And they tell us that this animal grew to a much, much larger size than we expected and may, in fact, have been one of the largest flying creatures of all time. And just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, I mean, you know, wingspan is one thing. We're talking about something like 30-foot in wingspan. But to give you a better idea of the size of this animal, just picture a giraffe, right? Yeah. So this giant flying animal, when it was walking around on land with the wings folded back, it would stand on all fours. On land, this flying creature would be about as tall as a giraffe. It would actually look the giraffe in the eyes. Isn't that mind-boggling? I mean, that's a flying animal, and it's standing about as tall as a giraffe. So that's one project we're working on at the moment. We're also going to hunt for remains of some very large plant-eating dinosaurs in Morocco's Atlas Mountains. And I also have some plans for fieldwork in South America. And the reason why I picked South America is that, as you probably know, Africa and South America were joined at some point, and they're just starting to break apart. And so we're trying to figure out how life evolved on these moving land masses. So those are all really exciting projects. I wish I could work on all of them at the same time, all the time. But those are some of the things I'm planning to do in the next couple of years.
When we first started the conversation and talking about Spinosaurus, you said that when you were a very young person, you got excited about this. Did you ever envision for yourself, and how could you envision that you would be doing this kind of thing not that many years later?
You know, I always knew exactly what I wanted to do. And if you're really passionate about something, you know, chances are you will make it happen. I mean, you know, along the way, there will be, you know, many people telling you that it's probably not a good idea, and, you know, or people telling you, oh, don't work in the Sahara, it's a really difficult place to work in, and you're probably not going to find anything interesting. But, you know, just don't listen to these people. I think if you really know what you want to do, you should just stick with it and do it, make it happen. So, of course, for me, this is like a dream come true. It's, you know, being a time traveler and covering all these strange lost worlds. So, but I knew that that's what I was going to do when I was, you know, 5 years old.
Well, I think about with kids especially love dinosaurs and love hearing more about dinosaurs. How much does that energize you in your work when you go and talk to people and get a chance to talk with kids who I'm sure their eyes light up to meet someone like you who's done all these things?
Yeah, I mean, it's magical, because seeing their eyes light up is just, you know, you just know, you know, oh, it was all worth it. If you go somewhere and you talk to kids, you know, it's so rewarding. And I think that, yes, kids love dinosaurs, but I think it's because kids have this incredible sense of curiosity. They want to find out more about the world around them. And unfortunately, some adults do not really nurture this sense of curiosity, and it kind of dies at some point. But it's still there. It's dormant, because if you look at dinosaur museums, or if you go to see a Jurassic Park movie in the cinema, you'll see it's not just kids, it's everybody. Right. So I think we have this deep-seated fascination with ancient life. And, you know, so for me, it's very rewarding, you know, sharing this with people, but yeah, especially kids.
Now, very briefly, will people get to see some sort of image of the Spinosaurus tonight?
Absolutely. You'll see Spinosaurus moving around through the water, catching fish. It's a pretty incredible story.
Nizar Ibrahim, National Geographic Emerging Explorer and Paleontologist. We've been talking about the Spinosaurus. He'll be talking about that discovery tonight at 7:30 at the Mesa Arts Center. It's part of the National Geographic Speaker Series. Nizar, thank you.
You're very welcome.